Abba nodded, unsurprised.
Sindawe.
Sindawe is Mugabe's oldest and closest friend. They go back to early childhood. Sindawe is now Mugabe's second-in-command and leader of the Taglian First Legion, which is the best of the Taglian formations, and the oldest. Croker put Mugabe in charge of training when first we arrived in Taglios, and the first is the juggernaut Mugabe built. Sindawe can pass as Mugabe's brother. Sometimes he acts like Mugabe's conscience. Mugabe values his good opinion, possibly more than he should. Sindawe said,
"We could try to outrun them."
"Woga! I'm joking."
Mugabe didn't get it. Or if he did, he failed to see the humor. I offered, "Use artillery to distract him, wherever he is. And if we do catch him in range, we can hope we get lucky." We did that during the big battle that ended with us trapped. And it worked. We even got lucky some, which was why we were alive to be in deep shit now. But we did not come near eliminating Shadow Spinner.
"We will include motion in everything,"
Mugabe decided.
"Our artillerymen will shoot and run. Wherever the Shadow Master attacks directly, we will fade away instantly. We will cover with enfilading fire till his attention is drawn elsewhere. We will not look him in the eye."
Mugabe looked me in the eye. He wanted help from Goblin in One Eye, but his pride would not let him ask. He is on record as saying he cannot abide sorcery, that sorcery has no place in the Black Company. It is wicked, dishonorable, the alternative of rogues. The man just cannot lay off the flattery. He spreads that stuff all over those two clowns every time he sees them, too. He has made them some big offers, intended to get them to retire from his company. Help. Ain't it funny how flexible you get when absolute destruction looks you right in the eye? Sort of flexible. Mugabe never addressed the matter directly. I did not twist his tail. I never do. And I hope that drives him crazy. I said, "We will all exercise all our talents to their limit. If we don't get through this, our differences don't mean shit." Mugabe winced. Among the many things a Gnar warrior does not do is employ colorful language, whatever language he uses. Good thing we were using the Beryl dialect. Our discussion had gone on long enough that the Taglian officers were beginning to doubt Sindawe's bland translations. We tried to show the outside world a single face. It was especially important to deceive our employers. In the tradition of these things, they are, likely, already figuring out how to screw us as soon as we save their royal butts. Counting sworn brothers taken in since our advent in this forsaken end of the world, the Gnar and Old Crew factions together total 69 men. Dejagore's main defenders are 10,000 inadequately